the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday to everybody. It's cooled off. It was 110 degrees on Tuesday in Sherman Oaks. And that's a lovely 74, 75 degrees out in the valley. And it's supposed to be in the 60s tomorrow and raining. 50% chance of rain. There's your weather forecast. All right, folks, everybody who's listening right now, I would say about 99.9% of the people listening right now go to a fast food place at least once a week. I'd say that's probably true. And I consider Starbucks fast food, and I'll, you know, the drive-thrus. But everybody, whether you're Republican, Democrat, whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, doesn't matter what you are. I don't know what you are. But whatever you are, you love the fast food. And I am guilty of it as well. I probably go once a day. And I try to divide it up. I love McDonald's for some things, Jack in the Box for others. Burger King, the only place in the world where you can get chicken nuggets shaped like crowns. I really enjoy that. I don't know if that's natural or not, but that's the form that they're in. And we are going to give you some of Randy's, and I've jotted some down as well, some fast food tips, ladies and gentlemen, for you to enjoy your fast food a little more this weekend. All right? If you'd like to chime in, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, now, Randy, I think you and I agree on this one. The best deal in fast food is still two tacos, Jack in the Box, 99 cents.
Greatest deal in the world, and it's even a better deal when you go four tacos for $2.
Yeah, but see, the problem with going four tacos with for $2 all at the same time is the last two tacos aren't as good as the first two.
So what you'll do is you'll go to the drive-thru, order two tacos, then eat them, then go back through the drive-thru?
No. Even better than that. I order the two tacos and eat them while I get back in line. So I'm eating the two tacos while I'm in line, and I see the guy again.
What does he say when he sees you again?
You know what? These guys aren't real bright. You know, they're not, you don't have photographic memories, and they don't embarrass people. They, you know, they just sort of treat you as another customer.
I once went to Jack's twice within like 3 hours, and everybody in there recognized me.
Jesus Christ. All right. Also, Carl's Jr. Fried Zucchini will burn your mouth every time you order them. Is that correct?
Every time I've ever ordered Carl's Jr.'s Fried Zucchini, which are awesome, and right. If you dip them in that ranch, it's amazing. They always burn your mouth because they're always unbelievably hot. But if you let them sit for too long, then they're cold, then they're horrible.
Okay. All right. Here's one from my lovely wife. But she says McDonald's fries are the best, but their ketchup is no good. Same with Del Taco. Great fries, bad ketchup. And every other fast food place has Heinz ketchup, I believe, except Del Taco and McDonald's.
Yeah, I think they use
their McDonald's own. Has their own tomato ketchup.
Yeah, they call it fancy ketchup.
Yes. So what you got to do, and what my wife does, and I swear to God this is true, because on the way to Vegas, I see him, and I see him in the car. She keeps a stash of Heinz ketchup packets in her purse, like a 70-year-old woman, and in the car. The glove compartment is filled with Heinz ketchup. So there's a tip for you. You know, great fries, bad ketchup. Also, Del Taco is another one from a listener. Del Taco has better meat than Taco Bell, but Taco Bell's shells are better. Is that right?
I think that's right. Yeah, Taco Bell has better shells, but Del Taco's meat in their tacos is tastier.
And the french fries at Del Taco always seem to be hot. I don't know how they do that.
Always steaming hot. You know what I like? You get the super large fries. I think they call it the macho fries.
They come in a cup.
And they come in a cup. So you got a cup holder for your macho drink and a cup holder for your macho fries.
I know. It is sick, but we're all sick bastards. All we do is we're just, you know, we're products of instant gratification. We want it now, you know? And we know this fast food might hurt us later on, but it's just so goddamn good, man. You can't, I can't pass these places up.
Exactly. I know the problems with fast food. I know the effects. I know how fat I am, but it tastes good.
Yes, exactly. All right, if you'd like to chime in here, your tips on fast food here in Southern California, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you got to remember this. Carl's Jr. has the biggest drinks in town, all right? So if you're used to drinking a medium like from McDonald's, you want to order a small. Otherwise, you're going to get way too much drink.
Yeah, Carl's Jr., I think their large size is 44 ounces, where everyone else is 32 ounces.
Yeah, you got to be careful there. And also, if you tend to leave like half-empty sodas in your cup holder, be wary of McDonald's cups. Without a doubt, the next day, they're going to leak through the bottom of the cup, and the bottom could actually even fall off. It's real thin down there. Yeah. I've noticed that In-N-Out and Carl's have thicker cups, and one can last like 2 or 3 days in the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you get the giant size cup at most of these fast food places now, they're plastic.
Yeah, like at Del Taco, I think they're plastic.
Yeah. Even now at McDonald's, the large ones are starting to get plastic.
All right, here's a tip for you fast food fans out there. For kids, the Happy Meal has better toys, but at Wendy's, kids' meals come with a mini Frosty. So it's a slight trade-off.
You know what we used to do when I was growing up? My parents, we would always go to Wendy's because that was my mom's favorite place to go. And my dad would always order a bunch of kids' meals just to get the free Frosties. And then, here's what we did. We'd order a baked potato with sour cream and chives on the side. And the same cup they used for the sour cream and chives is the same size as the Frosty cup. So we'd pour out the chives and say, can I get another Frosty? It worked every time.
There's no mystery why you're 225 pounds, right?
225.
What are you?
I'm 260.
Jesus Christ.
I weighed myself today.
You know, you're heavier than most people who play football.
I know. I'm built well, though.
You're heavier than the average NFL football player.
I got a football player's build.
Wow. That is getting up there. All right. Also, if you tend to smoke weed, the best menu, hands down, who is it in your opinion? Let's go with Randy first.
Jack in the Box.
All right, Gina, if you smoke weed, what's the best menu out there?
I don't know why you'd waste your time eating anything but cheesy tots from Burger King. They burn your mouth like the Dickens, but they're worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to side with McDonald's. I mean, with Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box. And now Jack in the Box has their own kind of cheese sauce. They have fried macaroni and cheese. It's like beer-battered fried macaroni and cheese. They're amazing.
Jesus Christ. You know, the best side salad in town is still El Pollo Loco.
Definitely.
With that cilantro dressing. Cilantro dressing.
You know what I used to do is...
And get two dressings, by the way.
You get the side salad, then you go in there and you just dump that salsa on there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I did. And then you shake it up. It's so good.
It's only $1, and it's a huge salad. I think it's $1.69 or something.
Yeah, $1.50.
All right. Also, what's your tip for Jack with the sourdough?
Okay. About a few years ago, they were advertising this, but at any time at Jack in the Box, you can put sourdough bread on your burger for 29 cents. And so if you don't feel like paying $3 for a sourdough Jack, order a big cheeseburger, which is $1.20, and you get two slices of cheese and the big size burger.
Right.
And order that with sourdough bread. Boom, you got a sourdough Jack for $1.50.
Wow. Also, here's a steal, too, and I noticed this last night at McDonald's. The double cheeseburger at McDonald's, $1.
Oh, the greatest burger
$1.
Value there is. I mean, it's amazing.
How do you beat that? It's like the Big Mac without the center bun for $1.
It's awesome. I love the double cheeseburger. I once ordered 10 double cheeseburgers at McDonald's.
And what about the pita snacks? You a big fan?
The pita snacks at Jack's, everyone's trying to do these pita wraps, pita snacks. So Jack's tries to come out with these pita snacks. They're good. They come out with really great sauce, but they're $2 for this little tiny snack.
Have you had one?
I've had them. They're good, but why would you get a pita snack when you get two tacos for $1?
Ashley in Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
All right. What's your tip, baby?
Okay, well, my roommate and I, we don't eat meat that much, but I'd always make an exception for the Jack in the Box tacos, like you were talking about, because they're so amazing.
Right.
They are made from soy.
Wait, the meat is made from soy?
The meat is soy, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Really?
So I'm eating healthy.
Right, that's what I figure. It must be some sort of, they advertise it for a really short time, and then it probably didn't catch on, but I'm sure they haven't changed their recipe, but it's probably some way they can make sure that they don't, have the bad cow or whatever.
You know what? I don't know if it's soy, because those tacos were around since I was a kid, before, soy products really even existed.
Well, I haven't looked it up, but it might be worth looking up. Because
all right, I'll check it out, baby.
They don't really seem like meat. They seem too good to be meat.
All right, very good. Thank you for calling. Yeah, again, there's now, if you go to Del Taco, I think it's Taco Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday taco night, three tacos, 99 cents.
That's a great deal. Great goddamn deal right there.
Yeah, but even then, tacos at Del Taco are still 50 cents.
Yeah, but also, I mean, if you have to wait around for Tuesday, if you're putting your fast food intake into a calendar, that's a major problem.
Oh, I used to do it all the time. Like, remember when McDonald's would do $1 fish Fridays?
Right.
I'd always get it on McDonald's. It's like, you wait till the end of the week and, oh my God, it's Friday. I got to get a Filet-O-Fish.
Now, see, you grew up, when I was growing up in the Valley, we didn't have as many fast food places. I mean, you had McDonald's and you had Burger King and Arby's, but there was no such thing as El Pollo Loco. In-N-Out, I believe there's only one in the Valley, and it was always too crowded, so we never really went there. But all these other places didn't exist.
No, I was spoiled growing up.
Jack in the Box was around.
Yeah, I was spoiled growing up because I grew up in Valencia, and there were two of every fast food place within half a mile of my house.
Yeah. Yeah, that fast food hill up there. What is that off of Valencia Boulevard?
It's on Lyons Boulevard. Once you enter Valencia, there's a Carl's Jr., a Wendy's, two Jack in the Boxes.
There's two Jack in the Boxes up there?
Yeah. There's a McDonald's.
That is
an In-N-Out
Burger. That is Fat Guy's Hill, man.
There's a Del Taco. There's a Taco Bell. Everything is right there on Lyons within a quarter mile of
and
the freeway.
It's beautiful. I love that hill.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
I have a quick question. I haven't seen them out here. We have a lot of them in Kansas. Are there Kentucky huts out here?
No.
There aren't.
Jesus
Christ.
Where
you go into one structure and order either KFC,
oh, yeah,
Taco
no, no,
Bell,
no.
Or
we
Pizza
don't, yeah, we don't call them that. But
we call them Kentucky huts.
That's great.
I've never heard that term before. That's classic. Yeah, Pepsi owns KFC, and I think they also own
Taco
KFC, Bell and Taco
Bell and
Pizza Hut.
And yeah. Long John Silver's.
And so you can never get, that's one of the drawbacks, too. You can never go into any of those places and get a Coke.
No.
You know, it's always Pepsi. Burger King has, the greatest deal at Burger King is the four chicken nuggets. And I don't even think they call them nuggets. I think that's a McDonald's
thing.
No,
they call them chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders for $1.
And then they're crowns.
Yeah.
How
can you beat that? A quarter a crown. Yeah, it used to be dinosaurs, and now they hooked them up with crowns. They found chickens who have, I guess, have crown breasts. All right, Matt in Valencia. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, you big fan.
Hey, what's going on with you, dude?
Hey, you know what? Randy Wang, dude, you know, you fat bastard. You don't need to be talking about fast food on the air if you're weighing 260 pounds, man. Give it a rest.
Hey, I'm the expert here.
Dude, he is the expert. Why would you take tips from a guy who weighs, you know, 105 pounds?
I've eaten fast food every...
I know, but still, you know,
get out of here! You don't insult this guy! 260 pounds of fast food sitting in there. This guy's the king of fast food.
I've eaten fast food at least once a day, every day since I was 10 years old.
Good for you. And look at you. You're 260. Enjoying your life. All right, let's talk to Devon in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yes.
All right.
If you go to any fast food restaurant that serves French fries and tell them you want your fries off the fryer, they'll come hot to you.
You mean, I see. So you don't want ones that are sitting around?
Oh, hell no. Especially Burger King, because their fries get all soggy. They're only good when they're fresh off the fryer. With that fresh salt on them, they're the best.
Yeah.
Everybody likes hot fries, and that's a tip on how to get your fries hot.
Off the fryer.
And usually, if you order your burger without something on it, they'll make it right on the spot, too. So if you get a double cheeseburger, which are a dollar, which are all just sitting up there on the rack,
right,
you can get it with no mustard or just ketchup only, and they'll make you a fresh one right on the spot.
Look at you, dude. A little some expert tips here on fast food. Now, here's a dilemma. And, Gina, let me ask you what you would do, because I know you go to Starbucks, right?
Every once in a while.
Okay. I saw a guy at Starbucks the other day. And he ordered a, half latte, full latte, half calf, decaf, the whole run, you know, dry, all that crap.
He's an a-hole.
And so, anyway, the guy gives him the order, and he takes a sip of it, and he goes, dude, that's not made correctly. Now, if somebody gave you your coffee or your latte, whatever, and it wasn't just right, but it was close, don't you just drink the mother effer?
Absolutely.
How do you return it and say to the guy, no, man, this you didn't even get close here, buddy.
I would come back the next day and apologize. I'd feel like such a jerk. Because you know what else I've heard people do at Starbucks? And I didn't even know what this meant. I don't know if it was a lewd term or whatever. They're like, yeah, I want blah, blah, blah with two pumps of vanilla.
Right.
And like, wait, what did you ask for? And they offer that at Starbucks?
All right. Laura in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How you doing, baby?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm waiting for my two tacos for 99 cents. I'm sitting in the Jack in the Box drive-thru.
What made you drive through?
Because I was starving on the way home trying to decide where I was going to eat. And then you guys are talking about all this food, so there's so much to choose from. But I gotta agree. The
hey, wait a minute. Which Jack in the Box you at?
I'm in the one right off the 118 at Tampa.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fairly new one, actually.
No, this Isn't has been it? Here forever.
Tampa and the 118? Which
yeah,
side
Tampa
of the freeway is it on?
I'm on the north side of the freeway.
All right. I know about where that is. I thought that was a new one, though. No, maybe that's up a little
further. But I got to tell you, Rubio's on Tuesday nights has the most fantastic fish tacos for a dollar.
Rubio's?
Rubio's Tuesday night tacos, fish tacos for a dollar. They are the best fish tacos.
Yeah. All right, enjoy your tacos, baby.
Thank you.
All right, I've never been to Rubio's. I've been to Rubio's, but I've never had fish tacos. But I'm just not a fan of fish in the tacos. Don't mind the chicken, don't mind the beef, but fish is a little. You want to be able to eyeball fish. You don't want to cover it up, you know.
Yeah, and they always use that beer batter. It tastes strange.
Yeah, you want to be able to, every bite of fish, you got to examine it with your eyes and, dunk it in a ton of tartar sauce or vinegar to get by. All right, let's talk to Ken in Van Nuys. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How you doing, dude?
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, thank you, dude. What do you got? What's your tip, man?
Oh, man, check it out. I got $2 in my pocket, right? But I want a real burger, right, Randy? But I only got $2. I go through the McDonald's drive-thru, any drive-thru, like the double cheeseburger you're talking about.
Right.
You say, I want a double cheeseburger. They go, okay. You say, one cheeseburger. And you say, can you put a tomato on that? They say, yeah, sure. You go, by the way, can you put some lettuce on that? And they say, yeah, sure. You say, by the way, can you put some ketchup and mustard? Oh, yeah, sure. They charge you for anything but the cheese, bro.
Wait a minute. They don't charge you.
Yeah, they don't charge you for anything but the cheese.
Oh, I see. So you can make yourself a you can
a
basically turn that double cheeseburger into a Big Mac.
Exactly.
Minus the middle bun.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can do that anywhere. Substitutions, adding stuff is great.
You got to feel like an a-hole doing it, but it's fun to get away with.
It's fun to get away with it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Look at these guys, man. It's like the dollar menu isn't a good enough deal. Now he's got to, try to turn it into a Big Mac. He doesn't want to spend the extra $2. Jesus Christ. All right, Chris and Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Great
right.
topic.
Thank
Listen,
you.
I'm such a jack-in-the-box freak. As a kid, they used to have the order clowns.
Right.
And I stole one.
Is that right?
We stole an order clown. We had it in my bedroom until my parents found it. They made us put it back. It was a jack-in-the-box by it. And it was starting to disappear. I said, it's one of the last ones, Mom. We got to save it.
Oh, that'd be worth thousands of dollars today.
I've been a faithful jack-in-the-box guy. Sometimes I go for breakfast and, for dinner. And when I want, there's a thing I do. I have created, a breakfast jack cheeseburger thing where if I want a heavy breakfast, I'll take a breakfast jack and order a cheeseburger, and you kind of take the bun off each one and you put it together, and it's like a really heavy breakfast. Or if you want a light dinner, you order the same thing and it's a light dinner or a heavy breakfast. I love it. I just had one. I can't believe you guys are talking about it.
All right,
that's my tip. I don't know how much it costs, but it's great.
Excellent. All right. Excellent tip there, dude. It's a good jack-in-the-box. I'm going to give you two good jack-in-the-boxes in the Valley. They're always, the tacos are always hot. Victory, out just past, west of Topanga. I think it's on Shoop. Shoop and Victory. That's a great jack-in-the-box. And then you happen to live next to a real classic jack-in-the-box, too, on Laurel.
Yeah, the one on Laurel in Riverside.
That's
a good
one.
The food is always hot, but the problem is, so many people go to that jack-in-the-box, and the parking isn't really that well-structured. So you will see cars going out into the street at this jack-in-the-box.
But you work. I mean, now you walk there, right?
I could walk there.
Have you walked?
No.
All right. Your tips on fast food, everybody. Everybody's enjoying it. And a lot of people could use a tip on how to save a buck or two with this stupid economy rolling around. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show talking about fast food tips here live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Potato skins, potato cakes, hash browns, and instant flakes, baked or boiled, or French fried. There's no kind you haven't tried. You planned a trip to Idaho just to watch potatoes grow. I understand how you must feel. I can't deny they've got a
whether they're plain or they're stuffed. Oh yeah. But face the facts, it seems you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to spuds. Your greasy hands.
97.1.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Talking about fast food. It's Friday. A lot of people will be stopping off at a fast food place tonight. Whether it's before you get high or after you get high. I imagine getting high and going to fast food places. I used to when I was younger, but I haven't done it lately. Is it still hold the you know, the same excitement?
It is the greatest anticipation in the world. Especially when I'm driving to the Jack in the Box across the street, stoned out of my mind. It's only across the street, so I'm not hurting anybody. But you just sit there waiting. Oh my God, what am I going to get? And the other day, I ordered like four tacos and whatever at Jack in the Box, and they got my order completely wrong. They gave me somebody else's order, and I didn't realize it till an hour later. I was eating somebody else's food. There was like a chicken sandwich in there and some macaroni and cheese. I did not order any of this food. And I'm like, wow, they gave me a lot of stuff.
Like a grab bag. But Randy was just BSing everybody. He doesn't drive stoned. He used to, but not anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. It's all right.
I looked up Jack in the Box website here to confirm whether the Jack in the Box tacos are made out of soy or beef, and it turns out they're made out of beef. Beef taco or regular monster tacos, the filling ingredients is beef, water, and then soy grits, seasoning, wheat flour, taco mix, imitation beef extract, and on and on and on. Don't try to make them at home. Just go to Jack in the Box. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Michael in Venice, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Big fan of your show.
Hey, thank you, sir.
So, Taco Bell, it's tasty, but what makes it great is that Taco Bell is exclusive to the Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Have you ever tried that?
Is that, I've not had the Baja Blast.
That's the Blue Mountain Dew. It's really good. Like,
Is there extra caffeine in it?
I don't know if it's extra caffeine, but it tastes better than normal Mountain Dew, and it makes Taco Bell taste better, but overall I tend to go to Del Taco.
All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. In my opinion, the best chicken in town, well, I used to like Pioneer Chicken when I was younger, but I don't know if there's only like one left. On, like, you know,
Vermont
Olympic or something. Might be two left, but I think that still the best chicken is KFC. I mean, you can't beat a bucket of KFC, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Oh, it's the greatest. The original recipe is the best. But I do like Popeyes because they have spicy chicken.
Yeah, I've tried to get into other chicken joints. I just can't do it. I'm still a big fan of that KFC.
You ever been to a Church's Chicken?
yeah, but church isn't bad. And you know what? Actually, El Pollo Loco is very good, too. El Pollo Loco is a good, you know, grilled chicken, but the best fried chicken still is that KFC. Let's talk to Tracy in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, I was wondering, you know, I grew up in the Valley, too, and I was wondering, do you remember a Puppin' Taco on Mesita and Ventura Boulevard?
Mesita and Ventura. It's now a Taco Bell.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I just had to remember that, and I knew you grew up in the Valley, and I just had to check out and wonder if any of those were around still or whatever.
You know, I don't think they are, but remember tacos were 19 cents there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was the best club place in high school. I always go hang out there all the time.
Yeah, you could get 10 tacos for less than $2.
Absolutely.
Great. And then, do you also remember La Fiesta?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, La Fiesta was great. And that turned into an El Torito, and now it's a Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. God, my, how things have changed.
Although I had some meals at La Fiesta where I wish it was a Walgreens.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember that, too. Exactly. Well, love your
show. All right, thanks for calling, baby.
All right.
There she goes. Look at that. Another chick who grew up in the Valley. A lot of people listen to the show grew up in the Valley. All right, let's talk to Jack and Hammett. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
All right.
To clarify something here. Earlier you said that the Taco Tuesday at Del Taco is 3 for $99.
Right.
Like 6-8 months ago, they raised that price, and it's 3 for $1.09 now. So
$1.09.
$1.09, but it's still a great deal.
Mm. Not like the 99-cent deal, though.
No, it kind of bugs me.
Mm.
But as far as tips go for getting free food and cheap food, you got to pay attention to that receipt at Del Taco, because if you look on the back, there's a number to call.
You call the number, and then that receipt is worth a free half-pound burrito.
Is that right?
Every day, buddy.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Which one?
Any Del Taco.
Any Del Taco. You call the number on the back of it.
There's a number. It says call this number, or you can go online and do it. So you get a whole bunch of receipts. You go online and punch them all in real quick, and then you have a stack of free burritos.
All right.
Okay.
That's a great tip, dude.
That is the best tip. All right, guys.
Thank you for calling. Look at that. You go to Del Taco, save the receipt, call the number on the back. God only knows why. And then they'll send you a coupon, or you can print a coupon out for a free burrito.
I think you got to do like a survey or something.
That's a great tip, though. Hey, listen. Anyway, you know what also is a nice deal going out there right now is Subway $5 footlongs.
$5 footlongs are amazing. I love getting the cold cut combo or the grilled chicken. But here's something about $5 footlongs. If you get them toasted, they're not $5. They charge you tax if you toast them. But if they're untoasted, it's exactly $5. You hand them a $5, you walk out of there.
Yeah, I know. That's the greatest thing. When I hand them a $20, they give me $15 back in cash.
When they first started doing the $5 footlongs where it was all the footlongs, I would go to the bank and I'd get a bunch of fives. And every day I'd just go there, throw a five. But if you get it toasted, it's $5.41.
Well, I guess they assume you're eating it there.
Yeah.
I think you got to pay taxes for that. All right, fast food tips. Everybody enjoys this stuff. Let's talk to Kevin and El Segundo. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, Tim?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Right,
Randy,
man.
What's good? Gene, I got to shout out the whole family before
yes,
I start.
Yes, look at you.
Hey, Randy, Tim, believe it or not, man, I've listened to your show for like the last 8 months, and I'm in love with it.
Thank you, sir.
But, you know, nobody ever said Rally's, man. Rally's got the best fries. You know, they got the dollar menu, the
Rally's?
Chicken sandwich. Yeah. You don't like Rally's?
You know what? I'm not a big fan of Rally's.
Why not?
Well, because, you know, I had a bad experience at a Rally's once.
Oh, Tim, yeah. What Rally's you went to, man? You got to come to the one down in El Segundo or Inglewood.
I was
man.
On the one off on, like, Culver Boulevard.
No, you can't go to the one because they don't got no, you know, no real touch and feeling, man. You got to have, you know, a real, you got to love what you do, man. You know, and them people up there, they probably don't really like Rally's like that, man.
Yeah, all right. Tim,
do me a favor for
yes,
me, please.
Sir.
Man, I was trying to call yesterday to get some Knox tickets. It's like I couldn't get in, man. Please, even if I could get two, Tim, I'm begging you, man. Please.
Let me see what I got.
Can I come see y'all, man, on Wednesday, man? I would love it.
All right. We have how many? We have one of these to give away today? Just one? All right.
Oh, let me be that lucky one, please.
All right. Congratulations.
All right, Tim. That's what's up. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna let you know I'm Kevin too. Who you get?
All right, Bubba. Hold on one sec. We'll give you a family 4-pack of tickets to Not Scary Farm. That's the Halloween haunt, and we're broadcasting live Wednesday, October 15th. Knott's.com for all your ticket information, and try to come on down. It's always a great place to spend your Halloween dollar. Knott's on October 15th, and Danny Bonaducci will be joining us.
Really?
That day. Yeah, Danny's going to be down there. I believe Gina Grad will be down there as well. And you're coming down too, Wang, right?
You know it.
The whole Wang family?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. All right, tips for fast food, everybody. Liz in San Diego, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. I've grown up in Southern California. Been to In-N-Out millions of times, and I did not know that you could get their French fries well done, animal style.
Oh, those are so good.
What is that?
You get the French fries, you have to get them well done so they're not soggy. And then they put the slices of cheese melted with grilled onions and the sauce on top.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think it's like fat free.
And then where do you drive over to Cedars and eat them over there?
The parking lot? Well, you have to eat them there. You have to eat them there.
You have to eat them in an emergency room parking lot. You have to meet them actually in an emergency room.
But they're awesome. They're good.
They only sell them within a quarter mile of an emergency room.
Of an emergency room.
Yeah, otherwise you can't get them.
But they're fantastic, and I had no idea. I had no idea you can get them like that.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, take care. There she goes. All right, fast food tips, man. Everybody loves it in Southern California. Albert in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, team. How's it going,
all right,
man?
What do you got, dude?
All right, Nick. Here's the thing. A while back ago, I heard a listener call, you know, they don't charge you, but for cheese or whatever. No. If you go to McDonald's, they will definitely charge you for tomato, dude.
They will?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. They will charge you 52 cents. per tomato slice.
For a tomato slice?
Absolutely, per tomato slice.
Jesus Christ. They
will definitely ask you, and that is because I used to work for McDonald's.
Right.
I roughly about like 3 months ago, before I became a teacher.
Right.
But they will definitely ask you for tomato slice. They will charge you for a tomato slice. They will charge you for anything but lettuce.
So they'll give you lettuce for free.
Exactly. They will.
And you can. Will they allow you to throw lettuce on any burger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's pretty good a tip.
Actually, now
I like lettuce. You know, and I never knew that because I love lettuce, but I've never asked for it at McDonald's. But I'm going to start doing that.
Oh well, you know what? Here's the best thing that you could do. You could go to Jack in the Box, ask for a sourdough Jack. I personally don't like cheese. But I order it with no cheese, extra lettuce, extra tomato, and extra sauce.
Right.
And it will become like almost like a premium burger, dude.
Hey, let me ask you a question here, young man. Are you an Hispanic gentleman?
Yes, I am.
What is, when you go to, like, Halloween's coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
What are those orange things you buy for your kids?
You mean the pumpkins?
Okay. All right. You said it properly. But some Hispanic women don't pronounce it correctly, and we're coming up on a great season here when you can slide through Jack in the Box and listen to an Hispanic woman try to pronounce pumpkin. Not all of them, but some of them will drop the P in there, and you'll say, you know, they ask, what kind of shakes do you have? And he goes, well, I got chocolate, vanilla, we got pumpkin.
We got pumpkin. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? They would. Once you get to the drive-thru window, they would say, well, I like the L.A. Dodgers.
I love that, though, when you drive through. I'll have one pumpkin shake, and they read it back to you. All right, one large pumpkin shake. And it really is great. It's worth driving through a Jack in the Box for.
They will actually ask you, do you want pumpkin or do you want pumpkin? Big thing. I get a kick out of here every day.
All right, buddy. You're the best, man. Call us again.
Man, you are the best.
All right. There he goes. Albert in Los Angeles, man. I like that dude. He calls us pretty often. Eddie in Porter Ranch. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, how are you?
All right. What's going on with you?
All right, I have a way to get free food from any restaurant with two windows.
Okay, good.
Picking up.
All right.
If you could position yourself between two cars, one in front of you and one behind you, and when you go up to order, just tell them that, I don't know, you forgot your money, I don't know.
Right.
And, you're not going to order anything. They'll be like, okay, pull forward. And then at the money window, say, I didn't order anything, I'm just going to pull forward. They'll be okay. And then at the food window, if you're lucky, they'll give you the guy behind you's order. Even in the computer. Hungry.
You got to feel like an a-hole doing it, but I understand the move.
If they give it to you, they give it to you,
Yeah, I know. But you know what I used to do? I used to order a special burger, and you pull up to the window, and the guy says, hey, can you pull up? We don't have the burger now. I said, yeah, but can I have the French fries and the Coke while I'm waiting? And he goes, yeah, sure. Then you pull up. And then the other guy that brings the food out forgot, or he has no idea that you already have your fries and your Coke. And he brings out extra fries and extra Coke.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you feel like a low ender, but you know what? You also feel cool that you got away with something, too,
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah. All right, Babu, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. But, that could also crap out on you. I mean, if you get into line and you're like, oh, no, I didn't, pay for anything. I don't want anything. They're like, uh-oh. All right, it's this guy. It's one of these dudes. And then you pull up to the food window, and the guy could go, uh-uh, you didn't order anything, dude. Why are you stopping here? And then you have to have that uncomfortable moment. And that's not worth $3 for me. That uncomfortable moment's worth maybe $400. And I don't spend $400 at a fast food place, so I will probably pass on the tip, Eddie, but thanks for the call. Let's talk to Amy in Ventura. We got to take a break? Oh, that's right. We're back to our other normal schedule. All right, we'll talk to Amy when we come back and see what she has to say. Fast food tips. It's just another Fast Food Friday here at 97.1 FM Talk.
Grande.
Yo quiero Jimmy Jungles y Chili Carrero. Yo tengo el dinero por un tecado. Las patas y tamales siempre muy bueno. Y el chili relleno. You see, I just gotta have a tostada, carne asada. That's right, I want the whole enchilada. My only addiction has to do with a flour tortilla. I need a quesadilla. I love to stuff my face with tacos al carbón. With my friends or when I'm all alone. Yo tengo mucho hambre y ahora lo quiero. Un burrito ranchero. So give me something spicy and hot now. Break out the menu, what you got now? Who would you tell the waiter I'd like to have sour cream on the side? You better make sure the beans are refried.
Taco. Grande.
97.1.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And talking about fast food here. And your best tips when it comes to fast food. Everyone could use a tip nowadays. 520-9710-888-520-9710. Let's talk to Vince here in Corona. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man. Costco, you get a one-pound kosher hot dog with a drink with a free refill. And it's a hot dog, but it's big, like a Polish dog. But
right.
It's kosher, kosher meat, good meat. And you can also get for sauerkraut. They have fresh ground onions. You can get the Parmesan Dijon mustard. You know what I mean? I mean the Dijon with the horseradish in it.
Right.
For $1.50 with a free refill of the drink.
It's the best deal ever. And my wife makes fun of me all the time because I actually go to Costco just to eat.
That's good. I'm telling you, huh?
Yeah, I slide in, I deal with the parking, I have to show my... I'm the only guy who has to show his membership card to get a, discount.
Yeah,
hot
it's
dog.
Like $10 or less for an 18-inch pizza with everything on it.
Yeah, the pizza's great, too.
Yeah.
And they got the yogurt there, it really is great. And the line moves.
Hey, it's great stuff.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And you
man.
Go inside to get free samples, that's even better.
Yeah, you can spend a day there and not have to ever spend a dime on food.
All right, bro.
Yeah, all right, thanks for calling, man. But, that hot dog at Costco is worth the membership.
Totally. Actually, you can go to the Burbank Costco, and the food court is outside of the place, so you don't even need a membership card.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Man, I tell you, there's no mystery why, Randy Wang is 260 pounds. It's not like, doctors are, crossing their eyes trying to figure it out, right?
Nah.
No, we've nailed it. All right, let's talk to Fidel in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, why you gotta be such a racist with the Mexican, bro?
Oh, please get out of here, JK.
Come on, I don't ask you to pronounce Zacatecas.
All right, what's wrong with you? What do you got? What's your tip, dude?
Well, you go in and out, you get a water. You don't got any funds for the drink. You get a water. There's tons of lemon at the drink bar.
Right.
You squeeze the lemons, put some sugar, and voila, you got some lemonade.
Wait a minute. Hey, you get the lemons where?
At the drink bar, because it's the fountain where all the drinks are.
Oh, and they serve lemons there.
Yeah, see, they have lemons.
Cool.
Yeah, you could just grab them, squeeze a handful, either sweet and low or sugar, whatever.
Yeah, that's a low-end move, but I understand it, dude.
Yeah,
that pink lemonade is pretty good at In-N-Out.
I'm a low-end guy, Tim.
Yeah, I am too. All right, buddy, are you named after Fidel Castro?
No, that's a fake name.
Okay. All right, take care, dude. All right, there he goes. Brian on the 101. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey,
how are you?
Look at you, dude.
Hey, so I just want to... You guys remember back like maybe 15, 20 years ago, Carl's Jr. used to have those crinkle cut fries?
Yes.
And those fries, they had like a crumbs on them a little. You know, when you put them in your hand, and they had like crumbs on them.
Yeah, I don't think they were real potatoes. I think it was, like a manufactured fry.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they have new fries out. They're kind of similar to the Jack in the Box fries. They're kind of thicker cut, but they have that same like crinkle film on them, and they taste so good.
Yeah, Carl's has really improved their fries after all these years.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the fries. but sometimes what I do is when I'm at the drive-thru and it's late at night, and I can tell like the guy at the drive-thru, he looks like a bro. Sometimes after when I get to the window. And he's handing my food. I said, "Hey, bro, you think he's gonna throw in a free burrito?" And not every time, but every once in a while that works, and they'll throw something in for you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
You know, you just look them in the eye. You're like, hey, bro, do you think maybe I can get something for free? You know, like free fries or free this or free that.
Excellent, dude. Yeah, they got the great burgers. All right, Brian, we thank you for calling. The nice thing about Taco Bell and Del Taco, and I don't know if any other fast food places have this or not, but there's a timer on it when you get up there. Yeah. You know, Jack in the Box has it some places, too. And that timer's rolling, and these guys have got to get that food out that window.
Oh, it's the best. They're, Taco Bell, especially the one that I always go to, which is next to North Hollywood High on Magnolia and whatever it is. Anyway, I can go there. It's open until 3 a.m., and you can get food in less than 2 minutes. You never wait more than 2 minutes at this Taco Bell.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what doesn't have a timer?
Mm.
Fat Burger.
Oh, I
know. You'll be there all night waiting for that turkey burger.
I was here the other day with my daughter, and we ordered a fat burger, and, you know, she's not really that patient, man. We went to the one in Beverly Glen and Ventura, and boy, oh, boy, it seems like, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you keep looking at them like, hey, going on back there. But the key for Fat Burger, if you want yourself a good fast one, is you go online and you order it online. And you tell them about what time you're going to be there. So you go online and you say you want pickles, lettuce, all that stuff. You want a drink, you want fries. And then hit enter and they'll have that ready for you when you get there.
Tim, don't joke about this.
That's totally true. It's absolutely true. Go online to Fat Burger. I was on KFC.
I'm going to do it right now.
All right, I was on KFC's website, and KFC has a great deal going on their website. If you sign up, you put your email address in and your birthday and all that stuff and your name, they'll send you coupons. Right now, they have a coupon for a two-piece meal for $3.49. You can print these coupons and take them to a KFC. Another one is $4.99 for a KFC Famous Bowl and $13.99 for an eight-piece meal. You can't beat that. So check out KFC's website. And I believe their website is KFC.com. Who would have guessed? All right. Fat Burger is... did you find it on Fat Burger?
Yeah, it says, skip the line, order here.
Yes, it's the best tip ever, man. And I've done that with the one over on near Topanga and Ventura. And I just, before I leave... you have to put in a credit card, I think, and you know your order. And then once you get there, it's ready for you. Walk in, you pick it up, and you walk out. And everyone looks, you know, everyone else is dying there. Look, you know, calendar pages are flying by. Well, you just zip your burger out of there. All right, tips on fast food, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John and Tustin, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, are you there?
Hey, yeah.
Hi, you know who has a good deal? Costco's full combo pizza for $9.99.
Yeah, that's a great pizza. I like it to have it cooked there because they cook it and make it really hot.
Yeah, that's a great deal. You know, they give you all the toppings, you know, pepperoni, all that stuff.
Does it taste the same as the one they cook there at the store?
Well, no, it's on the side of Costco. It's right there on the side. You can even call it in ahead of time. If you call them ahead of time, you can order that. And they also have chicken bakes there, too, for $2.50.
Yeah, the chicken bakes are great.
Yeah, I go there probably 3 times a week. So that's the best deal there is right there for pizza anyway.
Yeah, and they make a great Caesar salad, too.
Yeah, that's good. They also have great smoothies, too, for $1.50, I believe. So that's good, too.
And Costco vodka is not bad, either. Kirkland vodka.
When I was house-sitting for you, I saw that giant bottle in your house.
All right, buddy, thanks. Hey, one of the reasons I pay you to house-sit is, you know, it's like Fight Club. You know, the first rule of Fight Club? Don't talk about it. No, I bought a big bottle of vodka at Costco, the Kirkland vodka, because we had talked about it on the air, and somebody said it was great. And it really is. It's as good as Grey Goose. And I don't think you can tell the difference between Kirkland vodka and Grey Goose. Let's talk to Louisa in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
That's a great deal.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. At Burger King, if you do the survey on the back, I believe you get a free Whopper.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How long does that survey take?
Maybe like 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, that's not bad. You do it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Every time.
And you guys are talking about chicken.
Right.
Who has the great chicken is Juan Pollo. It's like 20 times better than El Pollo Loco.
Where's that?
They're all over. Well, they're like, the one that we go to is in East L.A. They're mostly like, not in the greater L.A. area, but like further east.
Right.
But they're great, too. They have great chicken.
Excellent. All right, baby. Thank you for calling, Louisa.
All right.
Take care of yourself. You know, it's a great taco, and I think the best tacos in Los Angeles are King Taco. But the only problem I have with King Taco, and I still have not been able to get an answer on this, is why isn't there one in the San Fernando Valley? There are 2 million people live in the San Fernando Valley. It's the size of Houston. It would be the seventh largest city in the United States if it was its own city. There are 2 million people live in the San Fernando Valley and not a King Taco.
Jesus Christ.
I got to drive to Pasadena to get to one. Not one King Taco in the Valley. Charlie and Fulton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, man.
Hey, you told me that guy weighs 260, right?
Right.
I've been listening to the show this whole time. I cannot believe that you didn't mention Tommy's.
Oh, Tommy's.
Come on.
I go to the one on...
Chili cheeseburger, the chili cheese fries.
Yeah, you know what's great about Tommy's is that now they've expanded into malls. It used to be you have to go downtown to a Tommy's, or there's a Tommy's on Hollywood right near the 101 freeway, and there's another one off Roscoe and the 405, and I think the greatest one is on Victory near Van Nuys Boulevard. But now they're in the malls. You can go to Topanga Plaza and get yourself into a Tommy's. Yeah, Tommy's is great with that seasoned salt on the fries. All right, folks, hope you slide out there and enjoy yourself. An excellent hour from Randy Wang. Tips on fast food, everybody. And now we're going to do a little news at the top of the hour with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, there's some potential good news for Ghostbusters fans, and there's a popular new cuisine out there that even Randy might not be able to stomach. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Wow, look at you. All right, we're going to come back with Joe McDonald, a very, very talented sports guy. A guy who knows more about sports than, probably anybody listening right now. With the exception of maybe Steve Grad, if he's listening. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it.